Welcome to chapter number 4, Managing Scope and Requirements. So last three chapters, we have gone through different definition, concepts, theoretical base. With that foundation and that background, now we will try, we are ready and we are going to have deep dive into the details of the subject matter. So very first phase of project development is initiation of the project, and that start with scope and requirement studies, or we can say requirement analysis. So this chapter talk about the scope and requirement analysis in very much in detail. Let's go through it. So what is requirement? So we can categorize three types of requirement: business requirements, solution requirement, stakeholders requirement. Now, business requirement is talk about the services or the product that you are developing and for which is business is interested in customers, how the customer is getting benefited and then they pay back, and how that will be run smoothly with all business constraints, which may be legal constraint, which may be business ethic constraint, or it can be a business profit point of view. All those aspects we have to cover in business requirement. So we have to be very thorough. So business domain is a one important aspect, is to be understood before we get into the requirements. So maybe you are not a domain expert of that business, then you have to consult or you have to appoint a consultant to understand the business requirements. And once you are get acquainted with the requirement, you have to chalk down point to point with whatever details you can understand. Then you have to understand the solution requirement. So what type of problem or business issues or maybe customer related services that you are going to provide through that project, or that is what we can say solutions. So what will be that? That is the deliverables, or what will be the outcome of your projects, and what are the specification, what are the requirement of your outcomes that you are going to provide through this project. So that is called solution requirement. That also you have to be very, very carefully, specifically, you have to chalk down all the requirements. Whatever details you can capture is very good, always. Then comes to stakeholders requirement. Now stakeholder can be not only the customer, the employees of the business, the owners of the business, government agency can be a stakeholder, or any supporting services provided by any other agency, that also a stakeholder. So we have to think the requirements, especially like payment channel. So you have to see that what are the requirements in terms of payment, what are the security aspects that you have to take care. So that all aspects is comes under stakeholders requirement. So you have to fulfill all those requirements and categorize them as per the respective discussed classes, right? So that is very important to analyze requirement, and that is why it is called requirement analysis. That is the very first step of project development. Then why we do this? Why it is very, very essential to do this requirement? Because it will reduce the cost and efforts. If you are not clear what you are going to do, you are just trying out something, and then you are not sure about what direction you are moving in. So you have to be very clear on the very first stage, what is exactly your plan, and to chalk out that plan, your requirement analysis should be very, very solid, which will ensure us the cost factor, time factor, quality factor, and even the risks. The most important thing is risk. Because if you're not doing as per the requirement analysis something, there is always chance of some sort of failures or some sort of risk and uncertainties which are associated with the project, which you require to handle, and that may create a problem. So you have to ensure all this aspect. So enabling ultimately a scope management. See, every project, as I said previously, has got beginning and closure. Unless the scope is defined and you, when you sit for closure, you have to have the respective checklist, whether you have covered that requirements one by one. so that entire scope of the project is taken care by. So this is what is the ultimate objective of managing the requirements. So that is a like very much a guideline which you have to follow throughout the project development. The requirement management organization, this may be a strategic planning, portfolio, program, project, solution. So there are different requirements. Strategic planning means requirement analysis can support these other different pointers which we have to cater. So strategic to execution. See, when we are developing from strategy to execution, means first business develops some strategy. We are looking for some product or services for your customers or your supporting agencies. And that is what you have to define and you have to execute through the strategic planning. Okay. So you have to quantify the scope and you have to define each and every requirement in detail. Whatever level you can achieve in detail, that will be helpful us for planning as well as execution. Portfolio. Business requirements are used to link the strategies to the portfolio of the changes. So in the process of development, there may be some changes may occur. So your business also can have over a period may have some changes. So we have to absorb those changes. So accordingly, you have to see that portfolio change, maybe people change, environment change, the government policy change, how we can handle that changes. We can absorb that changes. That is comes under portfolio. Then the program business requirements are used to define the program scope and success criteria. So whatever the task is assigned to you and you are going to achieve through that your software or through that project, that has got some success criteria, success factor, well defined. Then only you can verify whether you achieve that outcome for which you are doing entire efforts. So that is what is the very important, each and every task, what will be the checklist or what will be the rubric that you have to verify to ensure that it is a success. That task is successfully achieved. Solution, non-functional and transactional requirements are used to be built, implemented a solution. So there are many functional and non-functional type of requirements. So each requirement you consider as a different task and you have to resolve it. Okay, and that is what is called solution. You have to get the different solution for respective tasks, harness them to get the entire project running smoothly. And there is always a continuous improvement. So even your project is close and even tomorrow it is being implemented, always there is a scope of development, of improvisation. And your business scenario also may change. Accordingly, technology may change. So maybe some scope or criteria will have to align with that. And that is going to be a continuous improvement. So now very important term is RMP, that is Requirement Management Plan. So these are all pointers which should cover in this management plan. So it should contain what typically following up sections. Stakeholders' roles and responsibility. So first of all, you have to identify each and every stakeholder. It is not only customer. Everybody which going to associate in that project, who are going to get benefit or maybe having some issues with them. So whatever stakeholders which are going to get affected by that project, you have to take them in confidence and you have to define their roles and responsibilities. Then you have to have requirement management processes that you have to define. The processes you have to define. You have to analyze the requirement, document it, and then you have to define the process to handle that requirement, and you have to manage when the project is under the progress of development. Then we have to requirement type definition, different types of definition, as I told you, business requirement, stakeholder requirement, or solution requirement, that categorization or further sub categorization you can do. Okay, then you have to map different requirements into different tasks, and then you have to map against the what is the scope that it is meeting. You have to identify numbering, naming. So it will be like a well-documented plan. That is ultimate objective. Then you have to prioritize the requirement, which requirement is most important for customer or for business point of view. So we have to take care of it first. That way you have to decide prioritization. Then traceability is very, very important. Traceability. We'll see the pyramid in few further slides. How we have to be traceable, mapping from the the main scope and objectives to the final testing. So you have to map every task and you have to trust that, because you have to track it, the progress as well as the achievements that you got through the development, whether it is meeting the requirements or not. So that you have to trust back. Then requirement versioning. See, many times what happened, there may be some modification, some new issues involved, and then we have to take care of them, and accordingly you have to little bit, we have to deviate from the original plan. So there will be some versions of requirements, and that documentation is very important. What was the initial thing and how you have modified the things as per the new requirement. So that versioning part is there. So these are all part of the RMP. Requirement baseline requirement, which is always your bottom reference, we can say. Requirement change control means if you want to change something, you have to take that as a reference. That is going to be your baseline. Then the communication strategy for requirement change. So you should have a process even for changes you want to implement in the original requirement or baseline requirements. So you have to follow some hierarchy, get sanction from authorities, and then you can go for the changes. So that communication strategy, how to communicate the changes, what you are going to implement. Requirement management tools. All this managing this, all these factors is nowadays we are going to use the tools. Of course, it can be done with as simple as Excel. But now there are professional tools available. We will mention about it at the end of the topic. So there will be some management tools, requirement managing tools available in the market. Softwares are also available, apps are available. So we can have that. So our life will be a little bit easy. Who created RMP? Of course, business analyst. Because he understands the business and technical aspect, both. So in the bot, there are all different types of people who are mentioned in the same slide. Who participate in the RM process? Right from the business matter expert, I told you, you have to understand the business first to clarify the scope and to understand the business requirement. So you may not be expert. So you have to hire some experts, domain experts. So he may be the participation. His participation is very important. Okay. Then business analyst who gather, analyze and document the requirement. So probably it like catalyst between business and the technical people. Or he communicate appropriately, document it appropriately and convey it. Developers who actually give the solution as per the requirement and develop certain software or different programs. Then there will be a tester. So before developer, we have designers. Now designers are maybe front-end designers, even database designer. So there are various type of designer or system level designers. Developers are handling small program and they're meeting the solutions for the respective requirement. But a designer has to develop an entire system, maybe front-end UI UX or back-end. So all those aspects designer has to take care. Then we'll talk about tester. Tester, very, very crucial, because he should understand the requirement. For him, the actual development is a black box, but he should verify what is expected as outcome and what will be the input on which that output is expected. So he knows what is input and output. So the scope and the tester is very important, because it check the solution is as per the requirement, it is adequate or not. Is it satisfying or not? Or you require some changes. So that is why tester is important. Project manager, of course, he is going to manage entire project. So he should have overview of the entire project. So he is, of course, going to track the project. So project manager is a key person. Change management analyst. As I said, we have to have some changes over a period. And that change is going to be official procedure. It should not be haphazard one. So it has to be documented. It has to go through the certain process of authorization. So that is all will taken care by a change management analyst. So these are the people which are having contribution in RM process, that is requirement management process. And who will approve it? Of course, who approve the endorses? Leaders, with top boss, people, whether that is requirement is fulfilled or not. So requirement management process, which are the steps? These are the steps, right from identifying stakeholders, gathering requirement, analyze requirement, specification and documentation. I discuss all these things. I just listed it in appropriate fashion. So these are the pointers, which are the steps you should go through for requirement management process, right? So we already covered these points. Now you notice it is a cycle of requirement implementation. So the cycle, you can understand, we start from a business requirement, stakeholder requirement, this already discussed, solution requirement. So it is going to be loop, because many time requirements evolve in the sense, once you start working on the project, new ideas come into the people, to the owners or maybe top leaders, so they can understand ki, okay, this can be this way. So that aspect we have to cover before we close the project. So if new things come up, it is going to be a loop, and that is what is expressed in this cycle. So that requirement itself is a cycle. Okay, so any transaction or transition of the requirement or change, that we have to take into consideration from all these business requirements, stakeholder requirements, solution requirements. So these are the main question that what is mentioned in the slide that we have to address. Why do we want it? That is the business requirement. Who are the people, or then what to do? What is the issue? What we are trying to solve, right? These are all things we have to cover in this requirement analysis. Now, if you look at the artifact, that means the something which is considered as a concrete object or objectives we can deliver at the different requirement point of view, like business concept. So it can be a document itself, what business you are trying to digitize or maybe trying to capture in the software. The business activity may be real life activity, but that you have to capture into digital form. So digital is re-engineering, short of re-engineering that business. Okay, so that documentation, that is information sample, business concept, relationship, information flow. So how the information is going to be generated, transferred, processed, and produce some output. So that is information flow. That concept, that relationship between different process of getting information, processing, and transformation. So that all things will be clear through that artifact. Then business object lifecycle that we discuss right now, that cycle, the user group will be always involved in that. So user groups are utilizing that requirement and evolve with the new requirements also, they have to take care. The business goal, user task, ultimate outcomes that users looking for, right? Business role, user scenario. So role, like different employee or the end user or the customers also for that purpose. That different scenario means we have to have use cases. We call it as a use case, different scenarios from business perspective. And that roles and responsibility as well as activity. I can say activity that you have to define as a business role in the artifact. Business processes that may be non-functional requirements. Okay, normal business functional requirement is apart from that, maybe security aspect, which is non-functional requirement, right? Authentication process, that is, we can say non-functional requirement. Main business function is different, but these are mandatory requirements that you have to meet. Then business task, time constraint. So this is artifact, this task is to be achieved within given time constraint. That is artifact, we have to have time frame. Then business rule, so navigation scheme. So you have to have how to be, that software, suppose somebody using how it, GUI, that is graphical user interface, should flow. So that flow is navigation scheme should be drafted initially, and then it will be implemented. Then business fact. See, ideally you should have prototype, GUI prototype, so that end user can get the feel of it. And then he will come out with certain changes, and we have to absorb that changes to finalize it. So these are different artifacts that will be part of initial requirement implementation, understanding and planning. Then there are different attributes. These are attributes, I need not to elaborate on this. These are straightforward definitions, we can say. What these already I discussed some of them. So we have to just capture that. These attributes you have to capture in the RM document. That you have to understand. These pointers are there. So these things you have to capture in the documents of RM, project management planning. This I was referring to traceability. See, we go from top, suppose let's say top-down approach. So we have business requirement at the top, then comes the stakeholder, and then solution requirement. So these traceable. Now there are pointers. which talk about which business requirement are connected to which stakeholder, and that stakeholder has got specific solution requirement that we have to trace, so that we understand if certain requirement not fulfilled, we have to trace back where it is missing and where we can introduce that. So accordingly, then we have to develop scenarios, use cases. We can, in our software case, we generally call it as a scenario, and even we can have test scenarios or call it as a test cases. Because unless we have what are the test cases that we are going to test for, how we can ensure that requirement is fulfilled or not? So we have to have at the bottom, there are n number of test cases that will be traceable to ultimately top level, going back from bottom up scenario, solution, stakeholders and breathing. So this is what non-supplementary, non-functional requirement also we have to trace. Very important concept, requirement tracing. Because then you can point out where it is missing or something which is conflict. So that is where you have to be very particular, tracing of the requirements. Then this chart is actually giving a picturization. What is artifact? We already discussed about it. What are different types and the traceability, age, that all concept that what we have discussed. So that how we can picture it. So we can see there is a business analyst, we draft the document. Then we have to have information flow, information model, business analytics, document requirement analysis. Then we can say use cases, test cases, and they are like validated, verified, validated, verify, validated. So it is a process of continuous development, we can say. So process flow requirement, which is capturing and implementing. So we have to capture the requirement, implement it, verify it, validate it, and then approve it. So it has to be a continuous loop back. So sort of continuous process of evolution. So that is what you have to understand. That is what this slide talk about. Now versioning, which already I said, the purpose of versioning is that the software development versioning allows requirement team to keep track of changes they made. So even you know that there are every software they come out with versions, even our OS like Windows, it come out with new version, new features. So some changes, right? But original version, which has some basic features or basic tools that is provided by that software, that remain. So that is why you should have traceability, or you have to keep track that what changes are made, and we, because of changes, what new features or new errors or bugs you have taken care. So it is very important document for your successors, especially because many time people come and go. So documentation is very, very vital. So you have to come out with version numbering and whatever changes you are made in the requirements in the respective versions. So versioning is very important concept in requirements. Baseline is the basis for comparison between requirements, all or the subset over a period of time. So it is a snapshot of the requirements. So it is the bottom line, or it is a foundation or basic line of requirements on basis of which you develop further changes. So it is baseline strategy that include define the baseline in terms of creation, frequency, contents and all this. So this is all basic elements which are called the baseline elements. When you are making any changes, we have to trace back to the original baseline, and you have to communicate in that, in the detailed requirements to the respective stakeholders or interested parties. What was the baseline and what changes we are making? So baseline is a mechanism to package a set of requirements at a particular point in time, pass that off to the next group in the project. So every reference point, so there may be a reference point on the basis of which your new version or evolution that is to be developed. So that is why it is a baseline requirement. This is very important. Baseline can be formal or informal. So some changes are very well documented, crucial. So that has to be formal. Okay. So these are milestones. This is also important that the milestone that carries a formal acceptance of requirements. So certain requirements are very, very crucial and has to be tested thoroughly. Okay. There should not be any ambiguity. And it is to be verified by proper authorities or validated by respective experts. And that is what is called as formal. Informal is a some sort of diluted type of requirement, we can say. Minimum set of requirement attributes need to be populated. So between project team members, that requirements are correct. So within the team members, we did not involve experts or the higher authorities for making such changes in the requirement. So this is called informal way of handling the changes, okay, or requirement capturing. So that is what formal and informal. Main feature of requirement management tools. Now coming to the software tools which we can involve at the time of management, requirement management, I specifically talking. So these are some pointers which tools should provide you. First is managing requirement versions and content changes. So it should maintain a database of different versions and what are the changes made. Storing the requirement attributes. So every requirement you can identify key parameters or attributes, and that is to be kept in the database. So this tool can provide all those front end and back end requirement so that you can make it very easy for all this recording of the requirements and the tracking and tracing, everything we can do. Linking requirement to the other system elements. See, many time project is distributed over geographically different locations. So we have to have synergy or sort of sync. So between the different location, and that linking can be done because these tools are online tools. So that it can be shared with many people, and many people log in and then check whatever the changes are made or whatever implementation required and all those things. Providing multiple views of groups of requirement based on their attributes value. So every group, as I said, it is a development happening over the distributed location. So many team members are involved and then we have to coordinate them. So all these multiple views. So each group has got these adequate views of the requirement so that they work on that particular task. Then monitoring the state of each requirements of group requirements. So this monitoring part, very, very important for project managers, especially tracking and monitoring. And that is can be done through these tools. Then controlling the access to the requirement, therefore preventing the unauthorized changes, very, very vital, because the project is distributed against the different team members. Now we should know who is handling particular task, and that task should not be assessed by or accessed by any other team members who is not authorized to do so. So that prevention you can make through these software tools. So access control is one of the vital parameter attribute, we can say, that we can handle through managing tools, management tools. Facilitating the communication of requirements and requirement stakeholders. So this is another very important aspect, how to communicate different team members, even the stakeholders, at the right point of time and as per the respective task. Now every requirement is not aligned to the each stakeholders, but it has to be aligned. So who's interested in particular task? So accordingly it should be communicated. So all these features are there in the software tools. So for critical success factor, what we have learned so far. So all these pointers, these theories we have covered in this, and the tool we are going to have critical success aspect, which you can manage through the tools that is listed here. Okay. So those you can go through, you can be straightforward and not to elaborate on this. These are few readily available requirement managing tools, Spirating, Jabrio, CodeBeamer, which are there, and there will be much more, many other tools are there and which will come on. They can come adding new features, and there are new software tools can be available over a period. But these are some introductory, we can say, these are requirement management tool exclusively, which are available in the market, maybe open source or commercial, that you can explore. So this is about overall requirement analysis is so vital. This all aspect of requirement, because this is our first step towards the development. So it has to be very carefully chalked out. So that is what we can do through the scope and requirement management. Thank you. So this gives a very good foundation for towards the next step of development, which we'll see in the next chapters, how the development cycle goes through. Thank you.